I'd like to call this meeting of May 1st to order. Happy May Day to everybody, and I'd like you to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance as we start today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, as you might well know, we have a limited agenda today, so we're going to be able to walk through this pretty quick, but I would offer the opportunity at this time that anybody wants to come up and have anything spoken into the public record to do so now. Seeing nobody even twitching, I think we'll pass on that and move on to the consideration of the minutes.
I would move approval as presented.
Second. Olson.
Aye.
Schutte. Aye. Consideration of personnel actions.
I would move as presented.
Olson.
Aye.
Schutte. Aye. Consideration of claims.
I would move as presented.
Second. Olson.
Aye.
Schutte. Aye. Consent agenda.
I would move as presented.
Second. Olson.
Aye.
Schutte. Aye. That brings us to public forum number two, which I suspect nobody's going to take advantage of anymore than public forum number one. And that would take us to liaison assignments.
Okay. Let me open up here. It went so quickly that I
didn't even get the computer
didn't
right
even
up.
Get the computer all the way up. Okay. I've got a couple of things here. I attended Her to Be on the Bus, Hidden Disabilities, and in fact, our Director of External Operations was there also on Wednesday. I thought it was a great presentation and a great day. I see Deb nodding from the audience. We learned about those types of disabilities that may not be apparent, from autism to post-traumatic stress disorder, epilepsy, and these are all that transit companies need to deal with, especially the drivers on the front end. And I just got much more appreciation for the drivers who help clients like that. Of course, public transit is for everybody, but you never know what's going to happen when you're giving rides. So then I attended the hazard mitigation planning meeting on Wednesday night, I believe that was, and Leanne Harder was there, our Director of Special Projects, and it was the second of the three meetings to update the mitigation plan, and I understand Deb and Leanne, and I assume maybe Todd would be involved. I don't know how that's working, how that works out, but the plan needs to be, we need to give some feedback on the unincorporated areas of the county as far as risks, and that's been turned over to Deb and Leanne to schedule us for that. I guess when it happened 4 years ago, all the department heads gave some kind of input. Reminder that I will be in the office May 14th to 25th. Originally, when we planned earlier in the year, it looked like I would be in Hawaii at that time, and now that switched to July 16th to 27th. So this week, tomorrow, I'll be in Des Moines for the Smart Cities Conference that I attended last year. I attended several sessions there last year that had to do with housing and financing of housing, and I'm looking forward to what I hope will be another informative day to bring back some new ideas. And also, I just heard, and I'm going to look out to Deb again, I heard on the radio that there are going to be some information sessions for about the proposed Healthy Life Center. Good, I see Deb's coming up, so maybe you can just give us a little more information on that.
Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Yes, Nancy, Hero, and Keith Abraham have scheduled four informational sessions for the Healthy Life Center. Those for the month of May are going to take place within the city of Ames. And then I'm working with the two of them to schedule three to four similar kinds of sessions for other locations within the county for the month of June. So we're looking at Huxley, Story City, possibly Nevada, maybe Maxwell, but then to deliver that same message and have it as an informational session and a public session so that people can come in and ask questions, give feedback, that kind of thing.
Okay. How this came to my attention was I heard it on the radio. And the original script on the radio made it sound like Story County had committed to it. So I called over to KSI and they fixed it. So as of this morning, it notes that all these participants could.
Yes.
Not. Okay, instead. And I guess I'd like to make certain that as you look at if you're doing anything outside of the city of Ames for information sessions, that it be very clear that the county is not sponsoring this and that the county has not made a decision about whether it's signing on and spending money or not.
Yep, that's I totally agree, Laura. That is the message that I've given the steering committee as we've met and as they've come here to present information and provide updates to the board of supervisors. And I heard the same thing. I didn't realize they were going live with it on the radio this morning, but I heard it on KSI this morning as well. And in Nancy Carroll's comments, you know, she said this is very much still in the concept phase, seeking input and just wanting people to understand what the Healthy Life Center is about and how it's different than a typical recreation center or fitness center, that kind of thing. But all entities were mentioned, so the City of Ames, Story County, Heart and Senior Services, Iowa State, DMAC, and Mary Greeley. And the part that I heard in that announcement was that these are parties that could.
Yeah, it didn't run last night with the could in it.
Okay.
So if you, yeah, so.
Okay.
Okay. So I heard this morning, yeah.
Okay, super, thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Also this week, the Wellbeing for Young Children Collaborative is meeting on Friday morning, and it should be an interesting discussion because the framework of this group's proposal, one of three in the state, to come up with a pilot program to help identify well-being, including mental health, for children 0 to 8 to really get started at the beginning will be discussed. But of course, in the meantime, I believe Carla Webb told us last week that the governor has signed a proclamation that there will be development of a juvenile mental health system. So that's pretty much what I got.
Fair enough, busy person. Just to high point a few things, I had a great function at the Ames Boys and Girls Club, had an opportunity to meet an old work colleague from 20 years ago that recalled me and said very kind words in a meeting. He's now Anthony Jones works at the Ames schools.
Oh, sure.
Dr. Jones, he and I worked at FedEx 20 years ago, and I didn't remember it, and he did, and I thank him for the kind words. We had our first NEDC meeting, the Nevada Economic Development Commission's meeting here this past week. It was with John Hall, the new contract director from the AEDC and Chamber, and I think that is opening a bright and promising chapter here in this community. CICS, which is our mental health region, met here yesterday talking about closing out the fiscal last week, and we're talking about how we land this fiscal and where we are on bringing facilities online, not the least of which is the Mary Greeley Story County Confab, which is a very special thing. I can't say it enough. Thank you for the CICS contribution that defrays the expense to bring that facility to us. Yes, followed that up with a Central Iowa Juvenile meeting in Eldora on Friday, and Story County has a pretty good standing in that organization. Unfortunately, you have some counties that don't have the good story that we have. They are not necessarily, their funding versus their population is pretty tough on a budgeting basis. And not the least of which, and I would take into account Chrissy here with us today, but we had Dave Tooth's retirement after 19 years with the county last week. And as we onboard employees from time to time, we realize that in that tenure that they leave us, and we've had some very capable individuals in just in the short time I've been on this board leave us, and not the least of which was Dave Toot. And the analogy I would leave you with is I've had conversations with people that knew that once Dave Toot came, looked at it, decided it was done, and it did not drag out. Dave Toot, whoever replaces him, will have big, big boots to fill. Chrissy, as you're watching this video, we've had a student how do I want to say this, Chrissy? You have been Leanne's right-hand person, and you've helped do many things in the background and make the our written memos to the community and our visuals here on the new website. You were part of that, and you've done a great job. I expect to hear great things on you going forward. Thank you for your time.
Once again, yes, bon voyage, and with a heavy heart on our part, and but we know you've got lots of good things ahead of you.
So, well, that's it. I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I would so move. I rarely get to move. You know me.
I normally have a guy. Okay, I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, thank you, everybody.